Ngā Pātaka Kōrero, Auckland Library's Heritage Collections, is a sampler book of Pacific tapa cloth. The tapa book is a catalogue of different specimens of cloth collected in the mid-1700s during the three Pacific voyages of Captain James Cook. In the late 1780s, Englishman Alexander Shaw compiled a series of catalogues with sample cloth acquired from Tonga, Tahiti, Hawaii during these journeys. The exact number of surviving catalogues is unclear. For many years, it was thought only 30 survived, but now it's been suggested that between public and private collections, it could be as many as 66. What is for certain is that each book is a treasured item, holding a unique mixture of cloths, and each highly prized as a repository of information about Pacific fibres and design prior to European influences of textiles and tools. Auckland Libraries acquired its copy through a donation by James McKelvey in 1885, and have now digitised the book in a page-turning format for full and easy access via the Auckland Libraries catalogue. In October 2017, Auckland Libraries hosted an evening with guest speakers titled Tapa Talk. In this series, you will hear from those speakers, starting with Auckland-based artist and educator Dagmar Dyke, reflecting on what it means as a contemporary artist to have access to historical collections such as these. Auckland University academic and author Billy Leithberg shared an erudite history of the Shaw Book collections. Academic researcher Andrew Mills and textile conservator Francis Lennard from the Centre for Textile Conservation in Glasgow, Scotland, shared more historical context about tapa collections and discussed the preservation and conservation elements of the material. An academic Marsden research scholar, Phyllis Herder from the University of Auckland, explored the social and political dynamics of collecting an empire at a time of the taking of samples from the Pacific. The session was opened by Jane Wild, Heritage Manager, and guests introduced by Darren Kamali, Pacific Heritage Curator for Auckland Libraries.
The library opened over the road, which is the art gallery now, but it was the library when it opened in 1887. And 130 years later, we're talking about one of the 500 books that James Tannock McKelvey sent back from London for the people of Auckland. This was one of the books, which is over there in the case. And that book was published 100 years before the library opened. So that was 1787. And so I think it's a fantastic thing that tonight you're here to listen, and our experts are here to talk about that book, and we're actually able to grow knowledge about the tapa book through the talk, which is exactly why research libraries exist. And it's a real privilege to be here and recording tonight, so that for those of you who can make it, you're privileged to be present, but for those who couldn't make it, you can share that with them as well, all over the world. So just wanted to let you know, we've digitised the book, and that's in the catalogue, so you can find that wherever you are in the world. But you have to see the real thing, and Georgia Prince, who is our printed book expert and the team leader for the printed books collection, is here closest to the book, and she'll be able to talk and show you that book at the end of the evening, which is a wonderful thing. And it's also a wonderful thing to acknowledge Darren Kamali tonight, who's one of our newest staff members, and he's already putting us on the map in a new kind of way. So fantastic work, Darren, in your 10 weeks here. So without further ado, handing over to Darren. Thanks.
Pasifika i dhoro, pasifika i ra, kona silika dhoka mbamba na sali, kona burutu i se vuni tana. Upper Pacifica, Lower Pacifica stretches across space and time. Bulotu remains hidden. Chilo, chilo, chilo. Malolele, yorana, aloha. Kia ora katoa, katoa. And welcome to our esteemed speakers and to our audience to the Stapa Talk tonight. As Jane said before, my name is Darren Kamali. I'm the Senior Pacific Curator here at the libraries, and tonight I'll be your moderator. I greeted you all with the greetings from the various isles that Captain James Cook sourced his collection of tapa backcloth during this voyage, his voyage throughout the Pacific, which is Tonga, Tahiti, and Hawaii. I want to thank the Auckland Central Library staff for hosting the Tapa Talk tonight, his special collections of research and heritage. I'll go straight on to briefly introducing, I will introduce the speakers in their orderly fashion tonight and the way they will be presenting. And I'll start with my sister here, Dagmar Dyke.